Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Fangirl Report with your host, Emma Heron, certified fangirl. I would love to welcome you back another week, another weekend, another episode. And it's so funny because I'm still not quite in the routine of recording ahead of time so that I can schedule my episodes for Sundays. I'm not quite that prepared just yet. So here I am. It is Sunday, January 12th. It is 7:16 p.m. And I have just found the motivation to sit down and record an episode for you. So, and you know what? To be honest, I'm here and that's all that matters. I'm here and I'm doing it and that's all that matters. Regardless of my lack of planning, I'm still staying consistent. You know what I mean? And having fun all while doing it. And I think that is the most important part. So anyways, hello, welcome. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend. I hope that your first week back to school or back to work or whatever it is not treating you too terribly. I hope it's going okay. My first week back to work was insane. It was so busy. And then on Tuesday, we had to start preparing for a big sale and it was just a whole thing. So I've been very busy, very chaotic, but I'm happy to be back in the routine. I can say that. Even though I do miss my 2 weeks of holiday off, I am happy to be back in the routine, back in town, back in Toronto, doing my thing. And before we get into this week's very exciting episode, I would love to circle back a little bit, and I would love to just give y'all a quick little update on things that I was talking about last week. So as you might remember, last week was the first episode of the new year, and so I went over a couple of my goals, just a couple of things that I want to do this year, and one of them was to just start moving my body more. And I mentioned that I saw this girl on TikTok who was doing Just Dance every day. And you guys, I started doing it and I love it. So I've been doing it. I still haven't done it yet today. I'm hoping to find the motivation. However, it's nearing a week-ish of doing it every day. And I started off pretty small. I think I just did like 4 songs off of YouTube, and I've worked up to 7 songs, so I'm very excited about it. It is so much fun. There are a couple that I've been just repeating because I find it a lot easier to enjoy it when I'm familiar with the dance and I can like actually do it the whole way through without like making a mistake or being like, what the hell am I doing? So a couple of them, On the Floor by Jennifer Lopez. It's so addicting. And another one is, what is that song? It's One Day When the Night Is Moving. I just wanna feel this moment. Whoa. That song with Christina Aguilera and Pitbull. That one is so much fun. And then, of course, I mentioned how when I was a kid, we had Just Dance 4. So there's, and it was Good Girl by Carrie Underwood that I was talking about. And I revisited it and it is just as fun as I remember. So the moral of that story is I am really enjoying it so far. I've been doing it every day. I didn't do it yesterday just because I had plans yesterday, but it's fine. Like, it is what it is. And it's so funny because I had my friend Jennifer over and my friend Cece over yesterday. Shout out to you girlies. And Jennifer was talking about how she started that like 1 month free trial of ClassPass. And I have been seeing it all over TikTok. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to download it and see what's going on. And I went on this app and I found all of these like drop-in dance classes all around like the GTA. And I'm like, stop. That could be kind of fun because if you don't know, when I was a kid, I did dance for like 7 years-ish. Never competitively. It was always just recreational classes, but there was always like a little recital at the end. And I would do, it was like once or twice a week where I would go in for 1 to 2 hours to do dance classes. And I loved it so much. And my 2 top favorites were tap and jazz. I love them so much. And so when I'm I was perusing on this ClassPass app and I found a studio that does drop-in classes for adults. So I went on their website and they have adult tap classes, and I was literally on Facebook Marketplace like 5 minutes later looking up tap shoes, because how fun would that be? Come on. I remember, like, obviously I don't have the same body as I did when I was a kid. Obviously, I've blossomed into a woman. But when I was a dancer, I was so strong. And I just think even just getting into that like once or twice a week could be so much fun. So I was perusing all of the opportunities on this website, and they have like Broadway jazz classes, musical theater tap classes, and I think I need to get into that. I think I need to get into that. So maybe the next time I speak to you, I'll have done a class or two of dance. And yeah, overall, I'm like just getting into my dance era again, I think. I think that's what's going on. And so when I had my girls over yesterday, we put together 2025 vision board like presentations, and we presented them to each other. How cute, I know. And so one of the things on my vision board was, one, to move my body more, and two, do at least one thing on a stage this year. And I was saying to them, I'm like, I don't care if it's at a shitty karaoke bar or if I'm like doing dance classes or something like that. So I just think it could be a really fun opportunity to just move more, revisit some of my childhood hobbies. I just think it could be so awesome. And my boyfriend totally agrees. He's like, yeah, I think that for you would be much better than going to the gym and being bored on the treadmill for an hour, you know what I mean? So anyways, I just wanted to give you a quick little update onto how that's going. It's going well so far. I've been moving, I've been sweating, and I've been enjoying it. So that's that. So I'm very excited about that. So now let's get on to this week's topic. And I'm very excited about it because I've talked about it a little bit before, but I have noticed that my TikTok For You page has been very tailored to this topic this week, and I can feel myself entering this era again. So I think it's a perfect thing to discuss what I'm fangirling about this week, and that is the world of sitcoms. Oh my god. And in my opinion, sitcoms, they run the world, okay? They truly do. They are so addicting and so funny. And I have a good handful of ones that are like my ride or die sitcoms. And then a couple that have not like been, they've been introduced to me like semi, like within the last few years or so. And then one that I have jumped on pretty recently. So I have a list of 5 sitcoms that I've either been ride or die for years or that I've more recently gotten into. And we're going to do a debrief of these, the 5 sitcoms that I have chosen. And what we are going to do with these sitcoms is each one that I discuss, I have lined up and ready to go BuzzFeed quizzes that you and me are going to take to figure out which character I am most like from these sitcoms. I just think that would be so much fun. Okay, so obviously I'm gonna leave my number one for last, but let's just get right into it, shall we? Okay, so my number 5 is one that I was very apprehensive about it at first. My mom loved it, and I was like, it's fine. And I've recently, me and her have jumped on it. Like, we started watching it when it came on Netflix over the holidays. We started watching it again. And that, my friends, is Schitt's Creek. I can't believe there was ever a second in time where I thought this show wasn't as hilarious as it is. This show is so funny. And they put the first few seasons on Netflix, and me and my mom celebrated. We wooed and sat down on the couch and played like the entire first season over our holiday break. It is so funny. Literally, there is not one single dull character in this show, and every character has their own insanely unique and hilarious personality, and it all comes together so perfectly. Like, I'm sorry, Catherine O'Hara as Moira Rose. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I have never, like, she's such a unique sitcom character in my opinion. Like, I've never seen anything as addicting as she is in this show. I always try to do the voice and I fail so miserably. I'm like trying to think of a thing to even say, to even attempt it. But it's like, Alexis, I'd be absolutely glee ridden if you joined me for lunch today. It's like, it's ridiculous and I can't even come close to being good at it, but it is so good. And I'm a Lamborghini. I'm a Hollywood star. I'm a little bit tipsy when I drive my car. I don't even remember the rest. I'm a little bit la 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 la. A little bit Alexis. Like, I'm sorry. That is so camp and I am so here for it. And I'm sorry. I'm thinking about all these moments in the show. Obviously, Fold and the Cheese is so iconic. And there's another one that I'm trying to think of from the first season that I thought, oh my god, yes, when, I don't even remember what the boy's name is, the guy with the beard that Alexis was with, when he got her a bike, she looks at the tag, and she's like, David, what is this? And she looks at the tag, and she's like, no, it is so funny, I was literally dying when me and my mom were watching it over the break. It is hysterical. And if I were to predict, okay, before I do all of the quizzes, I'm going to do like a guesstimation or kind of my own opinions on who I think I'm most like. I would like to say that I embody Alexis. I would like to say that. There are some characteristics of Alexis that don't really apply to me, but overall, if I had to use my humble opinion to choose, I think I would choose Alexis. I just feel like we would vibe, you know what I mean? And just, it's just so good. If you guys haven't gone on Schitt's Creek yet, you need to get on it. It, like I said, I was apprehensive about it at first, which I shouldn't have been because it's absolutely hilarious. And I love Stevie. I think she's hilarious. Oh my god, there was another moment where David is like, so I thought I was having a heart attack. Turns out I'm not. And then Stevie goes, oh, phew. She's so funny. Turns out I'm having a pulmonary embolism, which is much, much worse. It's so good. It's so good. And I haven't even gotten past the first season yet, and I'm in love with it. So without further ado, let's go onto my BuzzFeed quiz that I have ready to go. And this BuzzFeed quiz is called, it's time to find out which Schitt's Creek, oh my god, I just had a stroke. I just had a pulmonary embolism. It's time to find out which Schitt's Creek character you are most like. And I'm going to take you guys through it. We're going to do it together. And I'm so excited. Okay. So the first little prompt slash question for this quiz is pick a wig. Now, obviously, you guys can't see, which, guys, another thing on my 2025 vision board was to get this freaking podcast on YouTube. So by the end of this month, I'm hoping to have this podcast on YouTube because it's going to be so much easier to share clips on like TikTok and stuff, and it'll be so much easier to show you guys things like this. So I'm going to do the best I can to kind of visually describe what's going on here. So, okay, we've got a bright pink bob. We've got a couple of blonde wigs. We've got a very long lavender wig. And if I had to pick a wig, I'm going to go with the purple one. Let's be so for real with ourselves right now. I'm going to go with the purple wig. Okay, the next one is pick a Mariah Carey song. Okay, here are the options. Ready? We Belong Together, Emotions, Hashtag Beautiful, One Sweet Day, Obsessed, Dream Lover, Always Be My Baby, Touch My Body, and Fantasy. Can I be so dead honest with you guys right now? I don't know any of these songs. I don't know any of these songs by the title. If I heard them, I'm almost positive I would know them, but I don't know a single one of these songs. And the one I'm going to choose, Always Be My Baby, only because I know that one. Always Be My Baby. It's that one, right? That's the only one I can recognize from this list. So that's the one I'm going to choose. Okay, next question. Pick a celebrity you would want to run into a party aboard David Geffen's yacht. Let's see. So the options are Rihanna, Chris Evans, Selena Gomez.
Oh, guys, I'm not even going to read you the rest of the options. Harry Styles is here. I'm not even joking. I'm not even reading you the other five options. We're going Harry. Okay, next.
Pick a city you would want to jet off to. Here are the options. Tokyo, Berlin, Madrid, Mexico City, Los Angeles. Also, I would like to take 1 second, just a quick little tangent here. Sending all of my love and my thoughts and my positive energy to Los Angeles right now. I was in a rabbit hole on TikTok about these catastrophic fires. So I just wanted to take a second to send y'all all the love and all my support during these terrible times. Love y'all. Okay, so Los Angeles, London, I don't know how to say that, Miami and Vancouver. I'm gonna go, obviously not Vancouver because boring. I think I'm gonna pick London because I'm just gonna pick London. It is what it is. Okay, pick something you would eat at the Cafe Tropical. Fried chicken, poutine, club sandwich, grilled chicken salad, impossible burger, chicken soup, pancakes, fruit parfait, or enchiladas. I'm gonna go with club sandwich because that's like one of my go-tos at every restaurant. They're so good. Okay, pick something to buy from Rose Apothecary. A face cream, a bottle of wine, a store-branded tote bag, essential oils, a notebook, organic shampoo, body milk, coffee, or local farmers' cheeses. Let's see. This is actually good. I am gonna pick a store-branded tote bag just because cute, you know what I mean? Okay, and finally, pick a TV show on Netflix to binge watch. Okay, let's see what we got going on. Stranger Things, Dragula, Elite, Cobra Kai, The Great British Bake Off, Emily in Paris, Somebody Feed Phil, Grace and Frankie, and Nailed It. Which is so funny because none of these shows are on my list, so this is great. Okay, let's see. Okay, realistically, if I were to binge any of these shows, it would be Stranger Things. So let's pick that. Oh my God. You know what? I can agree with this, actually. So here are the results. The results are in. I am David. Oh my God. And let me read you the little description. It says, sure, sometimes, like David, you can come across as a little green and self-absorbed, but in reality, you have a huge heart and are always looking out for people's best interests above your own. That is so cute. You know what? I'll take that. David is so funny. Ew, David. That is amazing. You know what? I'll take that. I really do love David. Okay. Now that we have finished our first quiz, let's move on to our next sitcom show, which is one that has, this is probably, I think this one is the newest one out of them all, and that is Superstore. I fucking love this show. It is so funny. Superstore is one of those shows where you can put on a random episode in like season three and you won't be lost as to what's going on. Like, it's just one of those shows where it's just kind of one to put on in the background. You don't really have to follow the plot, and it is so hilarious. I just can't even. It is such an easy watch. I highly recommend it. I have heard people that are like about it. No, don't be mad about it. It is so good. I am obsessed with it. It's hilarious. If I had to pick a favorite character, I don't know. Okay, listen, y'all are gonna hate me, but Amy in the first season kind of bothered me, but then she grew on me. She really is hilarious. Oh my God, why am I even trying to pretend like I don't know who my favorite character is? My favorite character is Dina, 1000%. She's so freaking hilarious. And listen, okay, personality wise I wouldn't say I'm a Dina, but like there's one episode where it was Halloween and she was wearing like a police officer costume and the titties were out. I feel like I could pull that off. I feel like I could pull off that Dina look. If I had to pick a character that I am most like before I take the quiz, my personal opinion, this is hard. I don't know who I would be. Man, I need to look at a list of characters. This is ridiculous. Let's pull up the cast. Because there's so many, yeah, with this one, there's so many good characters in it. You know what I mean? That I forget. Okay. I'm definitely not Jonah. I wouldn't say I'm like Garrett. I would say I kind of give Glenn energy sometimes. And I would say I also give off Cheyenne energy sometimes. But other than that, like, I wouldn't really be able to pick one. So, with that, let's go straight to the quiz and see what they have to say. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I'm gonna take that. Okay, so the next BuzzFeed quiz, everyone's character from Superstore, which one are you? And let's get into it. Let's see which Cloud9 employee I am. Okay, the first question is, pick your ideal Saturday night activity. And the options are staying home with my pets, a night out with my friends, going to a concert, Netflix and chilling, actually watching Netflix, going on a romantic date, attending a gallery or museum, sleeping, or working an extra shift. I would say going to a concert. I mean, of course, it depends who, but like, I always love a concert. So let's go with that. The next one, pick a bird. That's hilarious. Parrot, owl, eagle, pigeon, penguin, crow, a tit? Is that a thing? All right, cockatiel or hawk. I'm going to go, this is going to be so stupid. I'm going pigeon because hashtag Kevin. If you don't get it, then you don't get it. Sorry. If you know, you know. Okay, next. Pick a celebrity crush. I don't see Harry Styles in this list, but I do see Zayn Malik. Oh my God. I'm not even going to tell you the rest of the options. It's Zayn Malik. 100%. Okay, I'll tell you. It's Julianne Moore, Michael B. Jordan, Rihanna, Jake Gyllenhaal, you, Donald Glover, Lorde, Ryan Gosling, and Angelina Jolie. But Zayn Malik tops them all 100%. Okay, next question. Pick a department to work in. Grocery, seasonal, customer service, jewelry, home decor, the gun counter, pharmacy, clothing, or the stock room. I'm going to go home decor because I am a sucker for HomeSense. So that's that. I feel like I don't have to give more of an explanation for that. Okay, next question is pick a movie genre. Romance, horror, sci-fi, musical, animation, drama, action, documentary, or comedy. I would say, let's go comedy. Just a classic, you know what I mean? Okay, next question. Pick an item to keep from the lost and found. Here are the options. This is hilarious. These are all just Amazon photos of products. Okay, an old mug, a bar of chocolate, a velvet scrunchie, a framed picture of someone's mother, a lone shoe, somewhat functioning earphones, frozen lunchbox, someone's journal, and some loose weed. This is actually kind of a hard one. I am going to go with someone's journal because I just think that'd be really funny to read it. I'm so bad, but it's fine. Okay, next question. Pick a word to describe yourself. Loyal, adventurous, witty, intense, easygoing, independent, honest, ambitious, or shy. Definitely not shy. Let's be so for real with ourselves. I'm just going to pick easygoing. Yeah, let's just say that. Okay, pick a radio song to sing along to. I don't see Harry Styles. This is ridiculous. Okay, New Rules by Dua Lipa, Bad at Love by Halsey, Work by Rihanna, Bodak Yellow by Cardi B, God's Plan by Drake, no, Shape of You by Ed Sheeran, also no, Thunder by Imagine Dragons, Finesse by Bruno Mars, or Havana by Camila Cabello. Pick a radio song to sing along to. I'm gonna go Work by Rihanna. I don't really like any of the others. And that's just as what it is. Okay, pick someone to spend your shift with. And the options are lists of kind of side characters of the show. So we have Elias, Sal, Beau, Myrtle, Marcus, Brett, Carol, Justine, and Kelly. You know what? I would pick Kelly just because she's kind of sweet. Oh my God! I got Glenn! So funny. I did mention that I kind of give Glenn energy sometimes. Okay, this one has kind of a long explanation, like little paragraph. Let me read it. You're loving and nice and all around softy. You have a tendency to see the world through rose-colored glasses, believing that everyone should just follow the rules and get along with each other. So it can be difficult for you to engage in conflict. You have a strong set of beliefs you rarely like to challenge, and you make the most of your decisions following those clear guidelines. You tend to take the role of host, ensuring that everyone around you is taken care of and happy. I feel like that's very similar to the David description, which, listen, of course, I can be caring for other people, but I don't feel like I go, like, super above and beyond to cater to people. But hey, I'll take that. Also, I need a quick little iced latte break. Give me 1 second. Delicious. That, you know what? I'll take that. Glenn is so hilarious. Yay. I also like to see some of the comments on these. They're funny. Okay. So that is all I'm going to say about Superstore. The only thing I will say about it is if you haven't seen it, please go watch it. It's on Netflix and it's hilarious. Okay. My number three, okay, is The Office. And of course, while it's not my top two, unfortunately, it is such an amazing show. It is so funny. And it is something I have seen all the way through. I finished it a couple years ago, I want to say like 2018-ish, and it was honestly like it ended amazingly. It ended so good. And listen, okay, I find that most shows, the first season is always so difficult to get through, and that is the case for The Office. The first season was so dry, it was so painful. But trust me, if you haven't seen it yet, or if you are working through the first season and you're like, this is terrible, I'm not watching it, please just try your best to get through the first season, because it gets so much better after that. Now, The Office. I love it. I think it's so funny. Of course, there were a couple episodes that were kind of cringy, but overall, I think it's so hilarious. I love the seasons with Andy. I think Andy is so funny. And also, if I had to pick, okay, absolutely, if I had to pick, in my opinion, who I would be or who I'm most like in The Office, it would be Andy. He's a musical theater geek. He has anger issues, which, you know, as a Scorpio, I find that I can struggle with my anger once in a while. So, yeah. And he's hilarious. He's, yeah. So if I had to pick one person, in my opinion, before I take the quiz, I think it would definitely be Mr. Nardog Andy Bernard. So overall, I love the show. Jim is so cute. Dwight and Angela, actually low-key love them. What's the girl's name? Erin? I think so. I love Erin. It's just such a good show. It honestly is such a good show. And I would have more to say about it, but I honestly haven't seen an episode of it in so long. So there's only a couple of moments that I can think of. Of course, Bears Beats Battlestar Galactica, which I actually, while I was going through the series, I ordered a shirt off Etsy that said that. I remember. I wonder where that is. It's gray. Such a weird tidbit of information for you, but yeah, it's gray. So overall, it's just it's a very good show. It's very funny. Dwight obviously carries the entire show. It is what it is. And that's about it. Honestly, I can't think of much else to say about The Office. So let's get into the quiz. And I'm going to try to delete them as I go. Okay. So this BuzzFeed quiz is, which character from The Office are you? And let's just jump right into it, shall we? First question is, pick a type of paper. That's hilarious. Okay. Cardstock, printer paper, newspaper, wrapping paper, glossy paper, papyrus. Is that a kind of paper? I guess so. Sandpaper, paper bag, or rolling paper. Okay, amazing. I'm honestly gonna go cardstock because I use it at work a lot. Okay. All right, so this is a more visual one. The next question is, pick a home. And I'm gonna briefly explain to you what we've got going on here. So we've got like an apartment building. For some reason, there's an airplane. We've got a farm, a lighthouse, a pink house, what looks to be a very large condo building. We've got a very general suburban home, and then like a mansion kind of thing going on. And let's see. This is a tough one because I like an in-between of kind of like city and suburban stuff. You know what I mean? I'm just going to go with the pink house because that's slay. That is really slay. And the next question. How will you probably die? This is crazy. Alcohol poisoning. Oh my God. In your sleep. Jesus. Exhaustion. Auto erotic asphyxiation. What is that? This one is you'll never die. Drug overdose. Car accident. Sugar overdose. Alone. Wow. I'm just gonna pick you'll never die. Because honestly, if I ever get into like, what's it called? What does Dan Howell say? I don't remember what it's called. Where it's like you just have like a existential crisis. That's what it is. So sometimes when I have an existential crisis about life, I just have to convince myself that by the time I'm gonna die, that science is gonna progress so far that like there's gonna be technology to live forever. And that's the only thing that comforts me about it. Isn't that so terrible? Okay, the next question. Pick one thing for your freezer. Okay, so we've got a slab of meat, slab of raw meat, ice cream. It looks like mint chocolate chip, which, unpopular opinion, I hate mint chocolate chip. I think it's disgusting. And then we've got some ice. We've got cookie dough. What looks to be $10 bills. Sliced bananas. I think those are corn dogs. I don't know. Weed? I think that's weed. And a lean cuisine. The lean cuisine is crazy. You know what, guys? This is going to be crazy. I'm going to pick ice. I am such an ice girl. And as you know, I got an ice maker for Christmas. So that is going to be my answer, is ice. I just love ice. I put in everything. I love it. Obviously not everything, but you know what I mean. Okay, next question. What got you in trouble during high school? Not participating enough, talking, pulling pranks, eating in class, absence, bullying, skipping gym, arguing with teachers, and you didn't get in trouble. Okay, the only time I ever really did get in trouble in high school was because, okay, in grade 9, there was this one girl who I had every single class with for the whole year. So naturally, we became really good friends. And so what we would do in every class, we would sit at the back, but we would pull our desks to the very back wall of the room and then put our desks together. And we would literally like be in tears from laughing so much in every single class. And so one of our teachers just had enough and sent me into the hallway. So because of that, I'm going to pick talking. It's the closest option here. Isn't that hilarious? Anyways, pick a condiment. Oh, guys, if you know me, I'm obsessed with mayonnaise. I love mayonnaise to an unhealthy amount. And mayonnaise is, in fact, on this list, so I'm not even going to bother telling you what the other options are. I'm going mayonnaise, obviously. Next question. Pick a career. Graphic designer, professor, writer, TV personality, bartender, actor, Bitcoin developer, CEO, and sports agent. Okay, so when I first glanced at the answers to this, I was going to pick graphic designer because it's the closest to what I'm doing now. However, I'm picking TV personality because I think that's what I was born for. Like I said, I'm supposed to be famous. I just know it. Anyways, next question. Okay. This one is a more photo-oriented one as well. It's pick a desk. So we've got one covered in what looks like alcohol. We've got one with a bunch of knickknacks on it. There's one with a cat. Oh, the one with the cat. Yeah, I'm picking that one. And then there's just a bunch of other boring ones. So yeah, the one with the cat for sure. Okay, next question. Oh my God, whoa. Oh my God, you guys are, oh my God, you're lying. It like refreshed. So I have to put in all my answers again. Paper cardstock, going to the pink house, I'll never die, ice for my freezer, talking in high school, mayonnaise, TV personality, obviously, because I'm meant to be famous, cat at the desk. Okay, perfect. I think I'm caught up now. Okay, what are you worst at dealing with? Conformity, criticism, rules, stupidity, rejection, noise, rudeness, insecurity, or defeat. I'm going to pick stupidity because that is the one thing, like when I'm at work, if I have to deal with a stupid question, I'm going to be angry about it all day. So that's that. Okay, next question. Pick a party theme. Okay, this is a bunch of photos too. It looks like there's a medieval times here, a poker, tea party, like a pirate party. There's one with like a bunch of 80s necklaces, and there's a painting one. A burlesque party, a football party. I'm just going to pick the one with has a bunch of paint splatters.
Oh my god, you guys, I'm Jim Halpert. Oh my god, I'm Jim Halpert. I thought it was gonna be Annie Bernard. This is crazy. Okay, let me read you the little description.
Okay, it says, you enjoy joking around and pushing people's buttons. I mean, true. But that doesn't mean that you're not serious about your goals. Though you tend to want to escape your problems, you always end up pushing through and are happier for it in the end. You know what? I'll take that. That is so nice. Plus, also, it's giving main character energy, which, as I said, I was born for that. So that actually checks out. Oh my gosh, that is so fun. Okay, you guys, let's jump right next to my number two sitcom. Okay, so my top two are so elite. It's not even funny. And if you disagree with me, I'm sorry, you're wrong. My number two is New Girl. And I will die on this hill. New Girl is one of the best sitcoms that was ever made in the history of time. Oh my god. I love New Girl so much. The writing and the improv for the show is unacceptably good. And it has, it's just, and the chemistry between the main cast is insane. I think Jess is hilarious. Nick is obviously boyfriend material. He's the ideal man. Let's be real here. We all know this. Schmidt is absolutely hilarious. And Winston is so perfect. I love Winston. And of course, I love Cece as well. She's so funny. I love Coach. I just love it all. Okay? I love it all. And there's one moment where, oh my god, what was it? Where Schmidt was like, I don't even remember what he said, but he was like, if one more thing touches my nipples, I'm gonna positively scream. It's so funny. It's just so funny. And there are so, yeah, like seriously, I cannot, there's not one episode that I'll watch through that doesn't make me laugh. It's so good. And I feel like it is another one of those shows where you can just put it onto a random point in the series and you won't be confused. Like, of course there's plot in it, but it's like it's a good background show and it's just so fantastic. If I were to pick one person I'm like in this show, okay, obviously brown hair glasses, I'm giving Jess vibes as it is, plus we're like very bubbly and hilarious. I just cracked my toes, did you hear that? That's crazy. Okay, I would say I'm a mix between Nick and Jess, which is funny because, you know, Nick and Jess, but because Nick is very like unorganized, he's very go with the flow, but then I also kind of have the same energy as Jess because she sings everything and that I find that is so me. So my final answer for me personally, if I were to use my own opinion, I would say I'm a mix between Jess and Nick. Yeah. New Girl, I just love it so much. So let's get on to this quiz, this BuzzFeed quiz. I'm so excited about this one because I would honestly be happy with any single person in this show. They're all so good. Okay, first question, what is your favorite food? And the options are cupcakes, soup, donuts, Chinese food, or salad. Ooh, if I were to pick one from this list, it would be Chinese food. It is so good. Next question is, what is your best characteristic? Charming, funny, quirky, confident, or sweet? And I'm going to say funny. It is so, oh my god, there's these TikToks of this girl that makes vlogs, right? And then she'll record them on her screen and like you can hear her laughing at herself in the background. That is so me. I genuinely think I'm the funniest person in the world. So definitely funny. Okay, next question is, what is your worst characteristic? Awkward, emotional, uptight, indecisive, and naive. I guess I can be kind of uptight sometimes. I'm definitely indecisive. We'll just say indecisive. We'll say that. It keeps like, ew, okay. Anyways, what is your biggest fear out of these options? Okay, failure, getting hurt, the dark, losing someone, or love. That is deep. That is some really deep stuff. I'm gonna say losing someone. I know, but it is. Okay, next, what is your favorite color? My favorite color is not on this list. Blue, black, pink, yellow, or green. Ew. And it's so funny because the picture for yellow is yellow bricks. Yellow brick road. Okay, if I had to pick one of these options, it'd be pink. I do like me some pink. Okay, anyways. Oh my gosh, already last question. That's crazy. And finally, choose a quote you relate to. First one is, if I were off my rocker, would I take a weekly selfie with my cat? Okay. Next one is, can we just take a minute to celebrate me? I feel like I want to pick that one already. Next one is, I am not a successful adult. I don't eat vegetables or take care of myself. That's hilarious. Next one is, I just wanted to listen to Taylor Swift alone. Oh my God. Hi there. Why did I just realize that these are all New Girl quotes? That's so funny. And then the last one is, please don't make me laugh at you. I am absolutely going to go with the second one. Can we just take a minute to celebrate me? I just feel like, yes! Jessica Day! You guys, I knew it. I knew I was Jess. Okay, let's read the description. You are definitely a Jess. You are creative and quirky. You're super fun with a bubbly personality, but also have an emotional heart. You rock a lot of polka dots and can't resist a trip to the craft store. That is so funny. This also is like mega describing my sister Abby Lynn. Like, totally. I don't rock a lot of polka dots. Other than that, though, I very much associate with this description. And if you've seen New Girl, like, when she bursts into song about, like, the most mundane things, that is so me. I feel that to my core. So that is that. So that is my number two sitcom. And you guys, I'm sure you are already expecting what my number one is. And of course, that is Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I have so much to say about Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It's actually unacceptable. Oh my God. So, an ex-boyfriend introduced me to Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and although I hate that that was my introduction to it, I have to just embrace it, and I absolutely adore the show. I have seen this show start to finish over 30 times. I'm not even exaggerating. When I was in college, in freshman year, of course, when you're in freshman year of college, it takes a couple of weeks to adjust, right? And there's a lot of anxiety and there's a lot of negative emotions that come with adjusting to your college life, right? So whenever I was anxious, which was a lot, I would put on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and that shit became my comfort show. Like, it was insane. Like, I could watch that show and, like, I would be so calm, so grounded. And it's also the funniest show I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, I know I said New Girl is one of the best shows, like, for funny, but no, I'm sorry. Brooklyn Nine-Nine is the funniest show in the entire world. And I'm not even kidding. And you know how I said about The Office that a lot of shows, the first season is so hard to get through? In my opinion, Brooklyn Nine-Nine is the one exception for that. The first season is hilarious, okay? It's so easy to get through. The only critique I have for Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I think it was either season 6 or season 7, where it was all just filler episodes. Like, there was nothing contributing to the plot very much. Anyways, there are so many things about Brooklyn Nine-Nine. First of all, the fact that Andre Brower passed away in the end of 2023 is so heartbreaking. Captain Holt is one of the funniest characters on television. I said it. Also, Andy Samberg. I said it. And overall, it is just such a feel-good show. It is so hilarious. And there are a couple lines in particular that really stand out to me. Okay, so when Captain Holt was demoted, and there was that new, like, Asian lady captain that stepped up for a bit, and she held, like, a party at her house, right? And so Captain Holt and Jake went with the goal to, like, spy on her or, like, get dirt on her or something like that. And when they're there, it's all just really amazing and good things about this lady. And so Captain Holt goes, they're serving my favorite dessert, carrots. Oh my God. And then there's another one where Jake and Captain Holt get mumps, right? And they're trying to solve the case together while they're completely delirious. And so Amy comes to check on them, and Captain Holt is writing case, like the word case, over and over on the window. Jake collapses, and Captain Holt looks over and goes, case! You guys, it sounds so unfunny when I'm talking about it, but I swear to God, it's the funniest show in the world. It's just so good. And so if I had to pick my opinion, who I am most like, okay, listen, in an ideal world, I am a Gina Linetti, okay? In an ideal world, I am a Gina Linetti. However, if I'm being realistic here, I am a Charles Boyle. I am. Also, I love Charles Boyle. I love him. He's so sweet. And Gina Linetti is probably one of my favorite characters ever. She's so funny. And it's so, oh my gosh. Also, hello, Chelsea Pretty. Shout out to you, girl, if you're listening to this podcast. Because remember, Chelsea Pretty was one of the reasons why I was inspired to do my podcast. So shout out to you, girl. And also with Gina, one of my favorite moments with her is when Captain Holt comes back from vacation and he's like riding his vacation high and he's like super happy and he's basically letting the squad do whatever they want. And Gina's like, Captain, can I answer the phone? Like, who dis? Give it a whirl, girl. I love that so much. Anyways, so one of the reasons why I'm fangirling about sitcoms this week is because my TikTok For You page has been full of Brooklyn Nine-Nine videos and like all of the bloopers and just some funny moments of it. So that's the reason why I've been like entering my sitcom era again. So that is that. So like I said, in a perfect world, I am Gina Linetti, but I think I am a Charles Boyle. So let's take the quiz and find out, shall we? So this BuzzFeed quiz will reveal which Brooklyn Nine-Nine character you are based on your answers to these simple questions. Cool, 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 cool. No. Amazing. Okay. Pick a color. Purple. Thank God purple's in this list. Thank God. Pick a pet. Dog, cat, rabbit, hamster, fish, or I don't like pets. I'm going to go cat. Major cat girly. What is your favorite activity to do? Work out, solve mysteries, party, read, hula hoop. That's hilarious. If you get that, if you know, you know. And why would I tell you that? Okay, if I had to pick, like, I don't like any of these. I'm just gonna say party, and that's not even my answer. It's just like, whatever. Okay, what is your favorite TV show? I don't watch TV. Bad Girls Club, Outer Banks, Stranger Things, The Vampire Diaries, and Gossip Girl. I don't really like any of these shows, so I'm going to Stranger Things because that's the only one that I've like actually watched. Oh my god. Which season was your favorite season of Brooklyn Nine-Nine? Are you serious? 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, 6, or 7. That is an unacceptable question to ask me. And you know what? Okay. I'm gonna say season 1. I know that's kind of controversial. I do love all of the seasons a lot, but something about season 1, the humor from that season was just top tier. And it's the only one that I can really think of right now. So okay, finally, pick your favorite Brooklyn Nine-Nine quote. Bing pot, bone, lunchtime is over. I am the human form of the 100 emoji. What kind of woman doesn't have an axe and Terry loves yogurt? Obviously, I'm going, I am the human form of the 100 emoji. You guys! Yes! This quiz says I'm Gina. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I still feel like realistically I am more of a Charles Boyle, but I will take this so happily. Let's read the description, shall we? Okay, this says, just like Gina, you're the most self-confident person in your group, and there's no one you love more than yourself. You're your own number one cheerleader and truly believe that self-love comes before all else. But while you do mostly look out for yourself, you do occasionally use your superpowers of bluntness and no shame to help others in need. I wouldn't say I'm a super blunt person, but I do 100% agree that I am my number one fan. I just think I'm the best person in the world. So I am ecstatic with that answer because I truly thought in a realistic world I am Charles Boyle, which I still think that. Anyways, so that is my number one sitcom, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, forever my comfort show. If you haven't gotten into it, what are you waiting for? And that is it for this week's episode. This was so much fun. And I would love to do this again, but with like different, like maybe with bands, like, I don't know, or movies. I think we should do this again when I have a YouTube channel for this podcast so that we can like look over the answers together. Oh my gosh, because I had so much fun doing this. So if you enjoyed this type of episode, please let me know. I would love to hear your feedback. And rate this podcast 5 stars, would you? If you haven't yet, please rate this podcast 5 stars. I would really appreciate it. And again, thanks so much for joining me today. And I cannot wait to fangirl with you guys next week. Okay? Enjoy yourselves. And good luck. Tomorrow's Monday, so good luck. Okay? Bye-bye.